She clambers down and dives. Muscle. Water. Her back is a swimmer's back. All arch and grace. For a moment, I can't move. She doesn't hurry me. Treads water. Calm. I grip the edge with my toes. Promise myself I'll jump at the count of five. But only manage on 10. Hopping forward. I can't make the same shape as her. Rush of rock at my back. Relief vanishing beneath the bright surface. T-shirt ballooning around me. I open my mouth to drink, to taste the cold. Reappear to her face a few feet from mine. She smiles. There you are. We haul up to the waterfall. A large flat rock, partially submerged, able to be clambered onto. Matching flecks of our forearms, she admires my brawn. I pretend not to hear. We sit side by side underneath. She draws up her legs, the crease at her knee. Here she does not know, does not mind what she gives away. Water hammering our heads, necks. Without warning, she slips back in, completes a few lengths at speed. Front crawl. I float. If I could choose a different chest, I would choose this water. If I could choose a different body, I would choose this water. I say the last line aloud, river slipping on my tongue. What? She swims towards me, slowly. Breaststroke now. What did you say? Nothing. But of course, nothing. She rolls her eyes. I roll mine back. I'll buy us ice creams on the way home. Don't worry, your company is plenty. The line is well used, has been said to other people. She is sociable. She entertains. I want it for myself. It would be nice to be plenty. To be plenty the way she says it. The key change between the E and N. We eat. Olives, artichokes from the posh supermarket. She laughs when I call it that. Hummus, smoky crackers, 2 kiwi fruit and 2 matching teaspoons. She pulls an artichoke heart from the jar and eats it whole. We swim again, rinsing the oil from the corners of our mouths, from our fingers. Afterwards, we arrange our towels on the rocks and lie still. Birdsong. Insects. The river's full throat. A weightlessness arrives. I doze, waking up to her backpack zipping and unzipping. My God, the time! What? The time, it's past 5. Her watch left in the front pocket. Is there a rush? She sits next to me, cramping the left side of her body into mine. It is the most we have ever touched. I feel it. I feel the moment she realizes, a tightening of her torso. Too late to move away. We are left in this encounter, unprepared. We inhale. We are drawn closer together. I try to control my breath. After seconds, maybe 10, she stands and stretches. Now I'm all dried off, I want to go back in. The temperature has not changed. If anything, a particular warmth now rises from the ground, the rocks. Even the trees radiate. Do it. No, really, I should be getting back. He needs his dinner? It is an unfair thing for me to say. She's gracious, letting it go. Sticking to the facts. Yes, actually. We have people coming over. What people? I don't ask. I picture it instead. Him. Her. A second him. A second her. Something sophisticated. Fish. A whole fish. A whole fish in its special matching cutlery. Here. Come here. Check me for ticks. Ticks? Yes, ticks. I approach her back. She reaches around an arm, her arm, sharp elbow skywards, and stretches her fingers, indicating an area to be investigated. There's nothing. I look closely. Are you sure? A few moles. Those shoulder blades previously in flight through the water. She raises both arms. Shoulder blades in flight again. And here. She twists side to side. I'm surprised by the dark hair of her armpits. Her smell. Nothing. There's nothing. Good. The shirt is pulled back over her head. It is over. Now you. I turn, reluctantly. Her hands pause. May I? Yes. She uses her fingers, reaching inside my t-shirt without lifting it, feeling along the curves of my armpits, double-checking the moles. The touch is practical, careful. I know she will look at herself again in the mirror, after her shower, making sure I did not mistake a freckle, did not mistake a well-known moment of skin, and leave behind a determined nymph, those tiny legs, those tiny heads. She swaps a forefinger for a thumb, sweeping it down my sides. I didn't understand I was supposed to use my hands. Now there will never be a second chance.